Daf is Daf Lamed Hey. So let's take it from the very top. So yesterday we were discussing different ways to be kovei of fruit for meiser, whether it's only does it work for gemar melacha or does it even work for the fruits that are not gemar melachtam. And the gemara had finished off yesterday saying that according to Rabbi Eliezer, we had suggested that once a person says these fruit I want to take tomorrow, dibur is enough of a way to be kovei of something for meiser. That was how we concluded yesterday. So now the gemara challenges this in the very top line of Lamed Hey. Gemara says, "V'halo mosro choser." Isn't it true that we're going to learn from Rabbi Eliezer that if there's leftover fruit, you could return it back in, and it won't be chayv meiser? So we'll explain what that means in just a second. But if it's true that if you take something out and you decide to return it, it's not kovei meiser. So then kal v'chomer, if you say something dibur ba'alma, it's not kovei either. So let's look at the Rashi, then we'll go into the Gemara. Rashi writes, "V'halo mosro choser." If you have leftover fruit, we could return it back. How could you suggest the kfiusa mishum diburu? How can you say dibur alone, just simply speech and designating, saying something that you wanted to eat? That's kaveya. The halo afilu no til harbe minat tevel b'chol. If let's say during the weekday you take a lot of tevel and you decide to eat it, the notion lefanav the mechse de kavili b'achil muba. It looks like you're gathering for a large suda that's no longer called achil sarai. That's achil keva. If you take so much. If it's something that you're able to return back to the initial pile of fruit, after you've eaten, you have some surplus, you return it back to where you took it from. We learn from Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar, that taking alone, the Maisa L'kicha, does not kovei, it's not kovei it. Certainly speech without Maisa is not kovei either. So how could we suggest yesterday that dibur is kovei according to Rabbi Eliezer? So we have to now show, where do we see that mosro, leftovers, is not considered kovei? So Gemara says, again, top line, halo mosro choser, ushma ina leilu Rabbi Eliezer, damar kol hecha de mosro choser lo kava. Whenever there's leftover, if you're allowed to return it, that fruit that's returned is not kovei maisa. It goes back to being regular tevel. The tanan, where you can eat achias arai. The tanan, the Mishnah tells us, a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Maisos, Hanotel zesim minamaatim. If you took some olives from the vat where the olives were, tovel achas achas b'melach, you could take one by one and dip it into the salt and eat it. And that's all achilas arai. You don't need to take meiser. V'ochel, you could eat it. Vim tovel, navinosel asara, if you took 10 of them, a big pile, then you have to actually take meiser on what you're eating. That's all the Tanakhama. Depends how much you take. Now comes along Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Omer min hamaatan tahor chayiv. So I'm going to tell you the ikimta before we get to the answer. The Gemara is going to establish that we're talking about where the person is a tamei person. So if he himself is tamei, if he's taking from a vat of fruit, which are tahor, once he takes it, he's not allowed to return it anymore. So it's stuck with him forever. So if he takes min ha'matan tahor, where the vat is tahor, but he's tamei, he's chayv to separate meiser on the leftovers min ha'matan because he can't return it back anymore. But if he takes min ha'matan tamei, if the vat of fruit is also tamei, just like he is, so he's allowed to return it because they're both tummy at this point, then it's pater, anything that's left over. Mipnei, shumachsir, samosir. He's allowed to return the mosar if the initial ma'atan is tummy. Vavinam, but the Gemara wants to know, now this is the answer I just told you. Maisha, reisha, maisha, seifa. Why the beginning, if the ma'atan is tahor, he has to take maiser. And the seifa, where the ma'atan is tummy, he's pater from taking maiser. V'amar Rabbi Abo, reisha, b'ma'atan tahor, v'gavra tummy. Where the person is tamei and the ma'atan is tahor, the lomatzi mahadila, you can't return it back. Therefore, all the fruit he takes, he must take home with him. That's already koveya. But seifa, where the ma'atan is tamei and the gavra is also tamei, the matzi mahadila, you can return it back. And since you can return it back, we see the moser, the surplus of fruit, can be returned back. It's not koveya maisa. So again, if lakicha is not koveya from meiser, certainly dibur is not koveya from meiser either. So we reject the answer we had suggested yesterday about trying to understand Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. If you remember yesterday, we said, Rabbi Eliezer said that if you take meiser, an Erev Shabbos of Shemitah, if you designate it for Namuksa, that's allowed. But during the Shemitah year, we said it wouldn't be allowed. Is that not because Shabbos is koveya, even for fruit that's not Gemar Melachtam? Where he says, no, it's because since he said a dibur, the dibur is koveya. We said that doesn't work anymore. Dibur doesn't work. So we're going back to the initial answer that Shabbos is actually koveya. Shabbos is koveya, and you're chayv ma'aser. So even though I said I want these fruit tomorrow, if it's a non-Shemitah year, Shabbos is koveya, and the fruit is chayv ma'aser. So now the Gemara says, and then we have a question from earlier, whether or not Shabbos is Koveya for Gemar Melachtan or not Gemar Melachtan. So Gemara says, no, Ella, where are we now? Masisa Nami Bumuksa Tahor Vigavra Tamei Dilamate Mahadrele. The Mishnah is a case where the Muksa is Tahor, the Gavra is Tamei. Once the guy takes it, he can't return it back anymore because he's Tamei Dilamate Mahadrele. And since he can't return it back anymore, that's why it's Koveya. This is a Maisa that's not, it's not retractable. Earlier the case was we had a different distinction. If you take from the olives and you can return it, okay, you don't have to take Maisa. If you take the fruit and you cannot return it, then it's Koveya Maisa. So our Mishnah is where he's Tamei, the Muks is Tower. Since he can't return it, that's a Maisa that is Koveya. Mar says, wait a second. V'halo Muksar v'omdenim? He never took it. Our Mishnah of Rabbi Eliezer standing on the muksa, he didn't do a maisa. He stood on top and said, I want to have these tomorrow. There's no maisa. If he actually took it, you're right, he couldn't return it. But he only said something. If he said something, the fruit were already, always in the pile. They're muksa, mukhzar, and v'omnim. They never were taken. Therefore, that cannot be a good suggestion. Our suggestion was only based on a lakicha. But we don't talk about a lakicha in the mission. It was a deeper ba'alma. So, Ela Amarev Simi Barashi, Rabbi Lazar Kamris, our mission is talking about Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer has a unique opinion. The Ta'amei, he goes according to the Shitaso, Damar Chuma Kava, the Kol Shekein Shabbos. He holds that Chuma is Koveya, even that which is Shlogmar Mlachton, Kol Shekein Shabbos is Koveya, Shlogmar Mlachton. What does that mean, that Chuma is Koveya? So we know the order of the way a person separates fruit is, the first thing he separates is Chuma, he gives Chuma to the Kohen, 1/50th, 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, and Maaser, he gives 1/10th to the lady. So the Mishnah says, it's not, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Maaseros, Peros Shetarman Ad Shlo Nigmar Mlachtam. Let's say you have got fruit. That wasn't Gmar Mlachtam. You have figs that you want to ultimately dry, but they're not dried yet. They're in the original state. That's called Shlo Nigmar Mlachtam. But nonetheless, the farmer took Truma. He took Truma. So says Rabbi Eliezer, Oser Lechom En Arai. Once the process of Truma had begun, so now that's Koveh the fruit as Usr until you've taken Truma, you cannot eat Achiyas Arai anymore. Well, Chacham and Matir, and they said, no, Truma is not Koveh. The rest of the fruit still can be eaten Achiyas Arai without Meiser. Truma is not Koveh. But Rabbi Eliezer is Lishitaso, that Truma is Koveh on that which is Shalodig Mlachtam, and Kolshigan Shabbos, which is also then going to be Koveh, Shalodig Mlachtam. And that explains Shitas, Rabbi Lazar in the Mishnah, that only during a Shemitah year where there's no Meiser, can you designate fruit before Shabbos, you can eat it. But during a non-Shemitah year, where there's also a relevant factor of Meiser, once Shabbos kicks in, Shabbos is Koveya, even though the fruit are Shlo Nigmar Mlachtam, Shabbos is Koveya them, it's us to eat, because of Meiser, that's why a non-Shemitah year, this will not be effective. Okay, hopefully that's clear. Just look at Rashi, just to make that a little bit clear. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, the medium wide lines down in Rashi, Rashi writes, that that which fruit have not went through its final stage, final process, chuma is still koveya, as the Mishnah said explicitly. Shim higbiya chumaso, once you separate chuma, nesar lachilas arai, you can no longer snack from the fruit, ad shiafish shar maisos, until you've separated the other maisos from this. Kol shekein Shabbos, says Rashi, if that works by chuma, certainly it should work by Shabbos as well. The chashiva achilas, because Shabbos, the snacking, it's called the oneg Shabbos, that's called a suda, that's koveya, and certainly it should work as well. Aval l'rabbanan, emelacha kiecha de pligi b'chuma, pligi b'Shabbos. So that's all for Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, who is the author of our Mishnah about standing on the muksa of Shabbos during Shemitah. But according to the chacham, who argue, who say that chuma is not koveya for Chuma, Peros, Shelo Nigmar Mlachtan, they would seemingly say the same thing by Shabbos as well. Fine. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's understand, is that true by Chachamim? Chachamim clearly say that Chuma is not Koveya, Peros, Shelo Nigmar Mlachtan. But what about Shabbos? Maybe they would agree that Shabbos is Koveya, Peros, Shelo Nigmar Mlachtan. So let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tashma, Misefa, from the Sefa we have, the Sefa from yesterday's Mishnah, the Chachamim Omrim, Ad sheyirshim. They say, not until you've actually done a maisa to the muksa, can you take from them on Shabbos. The yomer mikan v'ad kan, I want to take from this, you have to specify, I want these fruit, I want those fruit. You can't just say, I want to take of these fruit, you must specify which fruit you want according to Chachamim. So taima, der Shabbos b'shvi'is, delav bar isiruhu. That's the only reason why they allow you to do this designation, is because it's a Shemitah year where there's no maiser. But the implication is, Ha'beshar Shnei Shavua, the other years, non-Shemitah years, the Bnei Asur Ninu, where you also have to deal with the Hafrashas Maisos, Asurim. The designating of the fruit before Shabbos wouldn't work, because even though you've gotten around the Muktzeh problem, once Shabbos kicks in, now it's Chayv and Maisur, and you can't separate Maisur and Shabbos. So my time, Allah Mishim, the Shabbos Kava, must be, that Chacham agree that Shabbos is Kaveya, even on fruit, the Shalot Nigmar Melachta, meaning they only argue by Chuma. They argue by Chuma, whether Chuma is Kaveya, and they also argue how to designate Muktzeh. But Lagabe the Loch of Shabbos being Koveya for Perush and Lo Nigmar Melachtan, that much they agree to Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, no, not true. Shiny Hasam, the Mishnah is different. It's Kaven Damar Mikan Viad Kan and Yochel Lamacha Kavile. No, because Chacham say that Dibur actually works. Even though we said that, suggest that for Rabbi Eliezer earlier, that Dibur is Koveya, and we said that doesn't work for Rabbi Eliezer, Chacham think that Dibur is Koveya, and that's Pshat. Not because Shabbos is Koveya the fruit, it's because they said, I want these fruit. Dibur says, I want these to snack on to eat tomorrow. That's why it's Koveya, but nothing to do with Shabbos. So then the Gemara says, it has nothing to do with Shabbos, it's about Dibur B'Alma, like we asked yesterday on yesterday's daf. Ihachi, that's the case. My Irya Shabbos, Afilu Chol Nami. So why does a Mishnah choose a case of Shabbos only, even during the week? If I say during on a Tuesday, I want to have these fruit, that should be Koveya. Well, it says, you're right, Eina Chanami, but we chose a case of Shabbos to teach us another Chiddush, just like we said yesterday, that the Tevel Muchon Hu Eitzel Shabbos, Shim Aver V'Tiknu Mesukah, even though you're not supposed to separate Maisos on Shabbos, if one does so on Shabbos, it's effective and you're allowed to eat it. It's not called Muktzeh, it's called Muchon, and that's the added Chiddush we learned from that case. But Eina Chanami, the driving force of Shitas Chachamim is that Dibur, in fact, is going to be Koveya. Now Rashi just points out, so why don't we ask the same question we asked to Rabbi Eliezer? Because the leftover. Because Rabban don't hold that case. Rabban don't hold that they hold if there is leftover of the olive, that case we spoke about before, it actually, you would be chayv and shumas amaisa. So it wouldn't work. Only Rabbi Eliezer holds if you could return the olives back, the surplus is potter from shumas amaisa. But Chacham hold if there's surplus, that's actually chayv. So if lakicha works, it's possible Dibor works as well, to be Koveya, and that's how the Gemara concludes for Shitas Chachamim, that Dibur is Koveya fruit, even though the Shlo Nigmar Mlachtan is Koveya them for Maisos. Now the Gemara asks Urminhu, they ask a question based on a Mishnah Maseches Chumos, Haya Ochel Be'eshkol V'nichnas Megin L'chatz. So the halacha is that you're allowed to snack on fruits that have not yet been separate Chumos and Maisos, if it's in the field, a Gina or a Sadeh. But once you bring it to the chatzar, we already established that once it sees Rias Pnei Abayis or Rias Pnei Chatzar, at that point that's called the Zechiv Maiser. So what happens if you're eating your snack in the Gina, which is allowed, and then you continue snacking as you walk into the chatzar? Do you have to stop right away now? Or no, so we consider that as if you started in the Gina and continue eating your snack. So it's a machlokas in the Tanaim here. So again, the Gemara says, Haya Alcha Be'eshkel V'nichnas Megina L'chatzar. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yigmar, finish your snack, because if you that haschala from the Gina, and the Gina is allowed, so that continues into the Chatzar, you can continue eating. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Lo Yigmar, you should not finish it, rather you cannot complete it, you have to stop, because once it hits the Chatzar, it's now Chayiv, it's Koveh. Comes along another machlokas in this Mishnah, Bilele Chatzke, Bilele Shabbos, you're snacking Erev Shabbos, that's allowed, and then the Shabbos kicks in, you're sitting in the Sada and the Gina, which is all allowed according to both opinions, but then the sun sets and Shabbos begins. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yigmar, since you started Beheter on Erev Shabbos, you could complete the snack even on Shabbos. Rabbi Shua Omer, Lo Yigmar, you have to stop right away. Don't finish your snack because Shabbos kicks in. It's now Kaveh. So that's the Machlokas. So what does it have to do with what we're talking about before? So if you look at Rashi explains here four wide lines down. Says Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yigmar, Imratu, Ligmar. If you want to finish your snack, you don't have to, but if you want to finish your snacking, you're allowed to b'chatzer. Yigmar, achilasa, finish it. De'ein chatzer kavas davar shel nigmar mlachta. They hold that chatzer does not work for gmar mlachta. It only works for that which is gmar mlachta. And so to Shabbos as well. Because Shabbos only works that which is gmar mlachta. But that which is shelo nigmar mlachta doesn't work. That's akasha. We just said above, we established that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is Koveya, just like Truma is Koveya, Shalom Nigmar Malachtam. We said Shabbos is also Koveya on Peros, Shalom Nigmar Malachtam. But this Mishnah says that it's not Koveya on Peros, Shalom Nigmar Malachtam, meaning the reason why Rabbi Eliezer said you could eat the fruit from the Gina to the Chatzer, because it's Peros, Shalom Nigmar Malachtam. The reason why I could eat it, that even though the sun has set, because it's peros shodig bar machlan, it's still in the sun, it's still in the gina. So how could we say it's a steer in Rabbi Elazar? On one hand, we say that Shabbos is koveya peros shodig bar machlan, and then we say here it's not koveya on peros shodig bar machlan. Gemara says no. Hasam kedikatani time. The truth is really Rabbi Elazar holds that Shabbos is koveya even peros shodig bar machlan. But what's going on here? How could Rabbi Elazar allow you to continue eating if Shabbos kicks in? So he says, like Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan explains, Omer, lo kishamer Rabbi Eliezer yigmor b'chatzah yigmor. When Rabbi Eliezer says you could finish in the courtyard, doesn't mean mamish in the courtyard. El yotze chutz l'chatzah v'yigmor. What it means is, if the guy's eating a snack in the gina, he walks into the chatzah is kaveh, don't eat. But you can walk back out and then continue the meal. Well, Rishua says, even if you walk out, the chatz is kaveh and the meal must stop. So too when it comes to Shabbos, the locus sha'amar Rabbi Eliezer yigmor b'Shabbos yigmor, that when you're eating Erev Shabbos, the snack, Shabbos comes in, you can eat on Shabbos. No, you can't eat on Shabbos. Shabbos is kaveh afilu shelo nigmar machlan. What it means is, ela mamtin lemotze Shabbos v'yigmar, wait till Shabbos is over, and then go back to the initial snack as well. That's what he was saying. So when Shabbos is kaveh, it's only kaveh on Shabbos itself. The moment Shabbos ends, then it goes back to the initial of Achilas Arai would be permitted. So now the Gemara says, bottom line, how do we paskin in all these cases of Gemara Mlachtan, Shlo Nigmar Mlachtan? So Gemara says as follows. Last six lines of the Amun here. Ki Yasser Rabin, when Rabin reported back from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Echad Shabbos, Vechad Shuma, Vechad Chatzir, Vechad Mekach, Kulan Ein Kovin Ella, Bedavar, Shenigmar Mlachtan Shabbos. So we have a total of four different scenarios, one we haven't seen yet. But four different scenarios of how fruit could be koveya from Iser. One is Shabbos. Shabbos is koveya. Two is Chuma's koveya. If you separate Chuma, you can't eat the rest of it until you separate the other Maisers. Chatzar, when it sees Rias Pnei Chatzar slash Bias, that's a third way. And there's a fourth way, which we haven't yet seen. And Mekach, if you sell an item, that's also koveya something. No longer can you eat Achiyas Arai. So these four different avenues of being koveya fruit from Iser, the halacha is, says Rabin, Ein koven ella bedavar shenigmar mlachtan, only if it was fruit that the process has been finished. But if it's fruit that the process has not yet been finished, in other words, if I take figs with the intention of drying them out yet, if they're not yet dried, that's called peros shenigmar mlachtan. These four avenues will not be koveya. They're only koveya on that which is nigmar mlachtan. So Gemara is going to go through each of these four different scenarios of Shabbos, of Chuma, Chatzer, and Mekach. So first one, last three lines of Gemara says, Shabbos lafuke midihilo. To exclude to preclude from the position of Hillel, the Tanya, Hama'amir Peros Mimakum Mimakum, Liktsur, and the other Girsos should be Liktsos really, that if a person is gathering fruit from place to place, and the idea is to ultimately dry them out, so right now they're not the Gemar Mlachtan, it's Peros Shlonigmar Mlachtan, the din is Vekida Shalem Hayom, and Shabbos comes, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hillel Liatzma Oser. Rabbi Yehuda, rather Hillel, is a Das Yachid, he's Liatzma, he stands by himself, and he asers these fruit. Because even though these are perush shlo nigmar mlachtan, Shabbos koveya, even those types of fruits. So we're saying that we don't hold of hilo. We hold it does not, it's not koveya, only if it is nigmar mlachtan. That's first din. Second din, going on to beis chatzer. What's the din by chatzer? Chatzer lafuke mid Rebbe Yaakov. The Tzna and the Misha tells us in the Meseches Maisos, Hamavir te'enum bechatzer leksos banav ubnei beiso, ochemen arai, if you collect figs to have them dry out. The children and the people of the house could eat snacks. Because it's not nigmar mlachtan yet. You want to have them dry, so they're not yet dried. It's still considered shlo nigmar mlachtan. V'tani la, on this we have a comment. Rabbi Yaakov is mechayev to separate maisros. Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Yehuda poter. So we paskin against Rabbi Yaakov and say that if it's shlo nigmar mlachtan, the chatzer is not koveh. The third case, Chuma. Chuma is lafuki mid Rabbi Yaakov, like we saw in Amun Aleph. We're going to repeat that Mishnah. The Tzan the Mishnah says, Peros shetarman ad shlo nigmar mlachtan. If you took chuma from fruit that have not yet experienced gmar mlachtan, they're still not yet dried. Rabbi Elazar is osa lechem in arai. You cannot eat a snack until you separate meiser. So we're coming to exclude that position. Wachacham matirim. Those are the three cases we've already seen. Now the fourth case, which is new to us, is a mekach. What's the case of a mekach? The Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Braisa, halokeach te'enim me'am haaretz. You buy figs from an am haaretz, a farmer, who is not known to be a Talmud Chacham. So we're not sure if he separated Chumas and Maisos. So the Rashi points out, we know for sure he separated Chuma because they did a survey, and all farmers, no matter how religious, they all separated Chuma because it's a Chiyamisa. In terms of meiser, not every amharet separated meiser. So what happens if you buy food from an amharet? The din is that halokeach teinim me amharet b'makom shirov b'nei adam dorsin, where it's a place where most people step on them and you know, flatten them to make them to some type of cake, which means that if they're not yet flattened, it's not gemar mlachton yet. So in a place where most people dorsin press on them, you buy them raw. Ocham emarai umasim, you're allowed to eat them as a snack. But even when you make, when you're koveh them, you have to still separate ma'aser, because we're not sure if the farmers took ma'aser yet or not. Ma'aser demai. Demai is besafik, betar safik. But the din is you're allowed to eat achilas arai, meaning even though you bought the fruit, even though there's a mekach, you could still continue to achilas arai. It's not called koveh yet. And then the next few lines is just, again, parenthetical points here. Umasim demai. But when you do decide to make them into a full food, into its gemar machlan, then you have to separate ma'aser as a demai, as a safik. So Shema Mina Tzlas, we learned three things from this this din here. Shema Mina Mekach Eino Kavas Ela B'davar Shinigmar Mlachton. Even though you bought the item, it's not Koveya because these fruits are not Gmar Mlachton. It only works if it is Gmar Mlachton. That's din one. Shema Mina Rov Amihar to Masrinheim. We assume most Amihar to do separate Meiser. And when I have got to take, when I've got to separate Meiser, it's only B'toras Safek, B'toras Demai. And Shema Mina Masrin Demai Ma'amaret. Even though I bought fruit from the farmers, which are not yet gemar mlachtam, I still have to separate it only b'tar safek. Meaning, you would think, wait a second, if you live in a place where the fruit are mostly trampled on, so when I buy them raw from the farmer, why do you separate ma'aser? It's not gemar mlachtam. Nonetheless, they did some survey, and they found that the farmers like to take ma'aser even before gemar mlachtam, so you only have to separate b'tar safek. Okay, these are just parenthetical points to our major push here. And then Gemara says, so that's all we learn from this. One halacha is that when you buy a fruit, it's not koveya if it's not Gemar Mlachtan. If it is Gemar Mlachtan, then buying a fruit would be koveya. So who is the position that holds that Mekach is koveya even on fruit Shlo Nigmar Mlachtan? And that, Gemara says, the last few lines of the parak here, Lafuke Meha, to exclude the position of the Tzan, the Mishnah that tells us this appears in Maseches Maestros, Hamachlif Peros Imchaveru, which Rashi says is you're making a purchase. So I'm exchanging fruit with a friend. So these fruit for those fruit, that's called an acquisition. So the din is zel ochel v'zel ochel. I want some fruit to eat. You want some fruit to eat. So we switch, I don't know, grapes and bananas. Zel likatos v'zel likatos. This one wants to dry his grapes. This guy wants to dry his bananas. Or zel echel, zel likatos. This guy wants to eat. This guy wants to dry them out. All those scenarios, excuse me, your chayiv, you have to separate right away. Even the guy who bought it, even if it's fruit that are meant to be dried out, which means the peros, when I exchange it, if I'm giving bananas to Reuven and he's going to dry the bananas out, he has to separate Meiser now because it's Koveya. The purchase is Koveya even on fruits that are Shalom Nigmar Mlachtan. And then the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lechel Chayev Liktos Pata. He argues and says, no, if I'm exchanging to eat the fruit right away, that's equivalent to Gmar Mlachtan, and that is Koveya. But the guy who's exchanging the purpose of drying out, in his hands, they're not yet dried, so it's Shalom Nigmar Mlachtan, he's actually Pater. But the Tanna Kamma here holds that, no, even if the purpose is, if it's for it to dry out, and the fruit that Shalom Nigmar Mlachtan, the purchase is still Koveya, and your Chayiv Mekach is Koveya, even Shalom Nigmar Mlachtan. We're saying we don't hold that Shita, we hold that Mekach is only Koveya, that which is Nigmar Mlachtan, Hajin Lacha. Maybe we can conclude the fourth parak now. Fine. Okay, a lot of Maisa stuff. Now, the fifth parak begins as follows. Back to basics of Hilchos Yomtif and Beitza. Mashilin Peros Derech Aruba B'Yomtif. The halacha is you're allowed to lower fruit through an Aruba. Aruba is like a sunroof. So imagine you have a fruit on top. Again, we don't appreciate this, but the Gemara spoke very much about this. They used to take fruit, put them on the rooftop to dry. So let's say you saw the clouds were coming together. It's going to rain. Now that's going to undermine all your dryings and ruin everything. So you have two options. You either could cover them or you could bring them down into your house somehow. So the din is, even though there's an incredible tircha to lower all your grapes and your bananas and strawberries down into your house, you're allowed to do this on Yom Tov. Mashilin, you can lower the peros derech aruba, but Yom Tov avlo b'Shabbos, Shabbos you're not allowed to. Shabbos, it's more chamer. We don't allow the extra tircha, but Yom Tov, we do allow the extra tircha, that would be allowed. And just look at Rashi. Rashi explains here that the mashilin peros derech aruba, that misha yesh lo chitim usaron, he's got wheat and barley drying on this rooftop. Shetochen al gage lisyabish v'rag gishamim m'mashpishim abami. So he sees rain and clouds starting to develop. Hetirlo l'troach, you're allowed to overexert yourself. Lashlich derech aruba shebegag, throw them down your skylight. V'hei nofel na'aretz, a fall to the ground. De'lekatircha yisrael, it's not overextending yourself. And the dafka aruba, only an aruba is allowed. De'chal aruba milamala, lamata hu betirkas agag. It's a skylight in the rooftop. Aval chalon kegon gag shemukaf mechita. Let's say you have a rooftop that there's a fence going around it. So you have some walls. V'chalon bekosel, v'tzarech lagbia, adachal. You need to elevate them to get through the window. That would be too much tircha. That would not be allowed. But lowering them, just dropping them down, that doesn't take much effort. Just drop them down, okay. But to lift them up over to a higher window, that, says Rashi, would not be allowed. So that's first approach. Lower the fruits down. Then the Mishnah says, "Umechastin peros bekelim." You're also allowed to cover fruit up from with kelim, mipnei adlaf. Even though you have to schlep some pots and pans and cover them up, that would be allowed as well. That's okay. And Rashi explains the reason why this tircha is allowed, even though it's not for Yitzhak Yomtov. It's not for Yomtov. I'm not eating the fruit now. I'm letting it dry for another few weeks or a few months, however long it takes. You're allowed to, it's a special heter, Rashi says, for hefsid mamon. Otherwise, you're going to lose out these fruit. V'chein kade yayin v'kade shemen. If you have pitchers of wine, pitchers of oil, and the rain's going to drip in it, and if you don't cover up, it's going to ruin the oil wine, you're also allowed to cover them up with whatever you want to cover them up. That's the tircha shlol yitrach yamtif for the purpose of hefsid mamon. V'nosin kli tachas adlaf b'shabbos. Also, let's say there's a little leak in your house, so you're allowed to put a little pail to catch the leak so it doesn't ruin your house. That's allowed as well. And the Gemara is going to explain why that's allowed. Isn't that muksa? But that we'll discuss. So that's the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, there are a few different words. The word mashilim, apparently different to yourselves, what the word mashilim should have been. And the Gemara explains as follows. Itmar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Nosson, they both hold, chatani mashilim, chatani mashchilim. So what was the word? Was it mashilin or was it mashchilin in the Mishnah here? So Amar Marzutra Mantani Mashilin Lo Mashabish Mantani Mashilin Lo Mashabish. Those who had the girsa mashilin, it's not mistaken. And those who have the girsa mashchilin is not mistaken either. Mantani Mashilin Lo Mashabish, the word mashilin means to lower. It's not the pasuk says Kiyishal Zeisecha. The word Kiyishal Zeisecha means that the olives are going to lower themselves, they're going to fall to the ground. So mashilin means to lower. Does that make sense? And man the tani mashchilin lo mashavish, that's, he's not mistaken either. Why? The tzan, the Mishnah says, hashachol vakasul, these are types of mumin, a mum of a bechor. The Gemara's go through in Maseches Bechor, different types of mumin. So one type of mum is if the limbs of an animal, the legs, are different sizes. So the din is, hashachol vakasul, shachol shenishmata yirecho. If a thigh kind of popped out, out of its joint, and ksul is shechad biyarchosav gvav mechaverta, one leg's longer than the other leg, it's where there's the leg is lowered down from the joint, so shachol makes sense as well if it said mashchil. Comes along now, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak, man detani mashirin lo meshabes, man detani mashchirin lo meshamesh, uman detani manshirin lo meshabes. So these are another three words that were used as part of this Mishnah, and all of them make sense as well. There are a total of five different words that can be used to mean lower, and all very similar to each other. So how do we find the source of each of these? To man the tani mashirin lo meshavish, he's not mistaken. Rabbi Yishmael Omer says, the Tanan, the Mishnah says, Maseches Nazir, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Nazir lo yochov rosh ba'adam, a person, a Nazir rather, should not wash his hair with dirt, a depilatory of some sort that removes hair. He should not use it. Mipnei she mashir es aser, because it removes the hair. Mashir means to lower, to remove hair. That explains the word lashon of mashirim. And man the tani, the one who learns mashchirin to darken lo meshavish, he's not mistaken either. It's on the Mishnah says in Maseches Kelim hashachor, which is a type of razor, the zug shel saparim, or a scissors, afal pishenechok, even though you may have separated the two different sides of the scissor, they're tamei, they're considered tamei because they're kelim. Either way, the word shachor means tar, a razor, which means to remove, to lower hair. That would make sense as well. And finally, the fifth the word, man the tani, manshirin lo meshavish, he's not mistaken either. The tzad, the Mishnah says in Maseches Shabbos at the very end, mishenashu kelev, a person whose clothing fell down b'mayim in water, he's mahalach b'hem, he could continue to walk wearing the wet clothing. Veino choshish, he's not concerned of people suspecting him of washing, doing laundry on Shabbos. Or inami, or another source of the word mashirin, mehad the tzad, the Mishnah Maseches Peah, Ezu leke, what's called leke, when he left over in the field, hanosher b'shas ksir, that which fell during the ksir, during the harvesting. So these are sources of the word manshirin, make sense as well. So the total five different words of mashilin, mashirin, and so on. Let's finish off the Amud here. The Gemara now says, Tanu Tznan, the Mishnah says, mashilin peiros derech haruba b'yamtev ad kama. You're allowed to take fruit down to the rooftop on Yantif. How much? Well, like, is it endless? How many piles of fruit are you allowed to take? Is there a set amount? Ad kama. So Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Asi, Amar Rebbe Yochanan, Ka'ozo shishani, like that which we taught in the Mishnah, Mishnah Maseches Shabbos, that said, Mifanin arba v'chamech kupel shoteven v'shel tfua. Let's say you got a room or a field, and there are four or five boxes of tevin, straw, and grain. You're allowed to move them, even though there's incredible amounts of tircha lifting up boxes of a grain. You're allowed to mipnei orchin. If you need space in my house, I've got boxes in my house, and I having a lot of guests over, I need to make space, I can move four or five boxes, or mipnei bittel beis medrash, or we're trying to learn, and there are no places for them to sit. You could stop around four or five boxes. That's the threshold of what a tircha is allowed on Shabbos. So too, that's the threshold of a Yom Tov tircha as well. If I want to lower fruit from my rooftop, four or five boxes of fruit would be allowed, nothing more than that. That's the initial suggestion. Gemara said, how could you compare the two cases? Maybe Dilma over there by Shabbos, four or five boxes would be allowed that much. Why? Shiny Hassam, there's different Dika Bittu based medrash to allow people to come and sit and learn. That's a chash of a thing. So we allow four or five boxes. But maybe here, by the case of Peros of Al-Hacha, the Lekka Bittu based medrash law, maybe we would not allow four or five boxes. Maybe only one or two boxes would be allowed to protect the guy's fruit. Or Inami, alternatively, Hasam Hainu time, and the reason why there, the Arba V'chamesh Kupal Shari Mishim Shabbos Techamiri V'lo Asi Lezazulebe. Shabbos is very chamer. No one's going to be mezalzel Shabbos. So we allow four or five boxes to be moved. The Val Yom Tif, the keel where there's certain leniencies, we could cook in Yom Tif and so on. V'asi Lezazulebe, Klal Klalom. Maybe here we shouldn't allow for anything lest the person desecrate Yom Tif. So these are two suggestions why maybe Yom Tif should have a lower threshold than they have Shabbos. But now the Gemara says the flip side. Maybe. Inami Lidachi, so maybe the other side makes more sense. Hasam over there, Hainu Taima Deleka Hefsin Mamun. There, but Shabbos is no Hefsin Mamun. You're not losing out money. Aval Hacha, where there's Ika Hefsin Mamun, where we take money very seriously, I feel to Anami, maybe we should allow for even more than four or five boxes. Maybe 10 boxes should be allowed for Yochel Zamtiv for the purpose of Hefsin Mamun. So we'll stop here, and the Gemara is going to continue this tomorrow. But let's quickly recap what we did today. That's not recap, because it's a hard daf. So we'll pick up tomorrow. Thank you.